Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and we are happy to have you guys with us. Don's in the house.
I'm here.
Ava.
I'm here.
And me, I'm Eric, and we are the Valley Outdoors. Lots of fun stuff today. We're going to talk a little bit about where I was last week out at Big Sky. We've got some a story coming out of Washington State regarding a gun control package that was signed, and shotguns have been mostly almost all eliminated from past shotgun zones. Don, it's going to be kind of a cool story. I think you're going to want to know about that. That and more coming right up after this.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Morning, Donald.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Ava?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Well, you know, we got to make sure we have everybody on board alive and well and awake.
Well, we're here. Huh? We weren't the ones yawning.
I know.
It's
well,
early.
That was me.
It's early.
That was me. Hey, it was a long week last week. What
yeah.
can I tell you?
You're out playing again.
Actually, it was a requirement. I had to sign up. Well, I chose this as a way to get credentials that I needed to have for teaching. So to maintain my teaching, I have to get certified, and you have to have X number of teaching credits or educational credits in order to maintain the ski instruction certification level that I'm at. So went out and did the week in Big Sky, and not long after I talked to you guys, we had dumpage, like
lots
foot and a half to 2 feet of snow. It just didn't stop. It was awesome. I tell you what, frustrating part was I had pulled my calf muscle about 5 weeks ago.
Right.
Torn it. I don't know. Bad enough where I couldn't make, I made it the first half day, and the afternoon I had to take it off. It was just nothing there. And able to make it from that point, but it was a struggle for the first, and I had some ointment that one of the people in my group had, and that put that on, and it helped a ton unexpectedly, so that was good. And but made it through. Had a great trip. A lot of animals on the way out and a lot of animals on the way back. A lot of antelope, a lot of mule deer.
Oh, you drove out?
Yeah, drove. And unless we really flew close to the ground.
I was saying, you got either good eyes. You either got really good eyes or...
But, I mean, the amount of mule deer was off the charts. I could not believe the numbers out there. Beautiful area as well.
You're in Montana now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was Montana, Big Sky. And, Billings and Bozeman area coming through that area. It's such a different mountain area because you've got a significant amount of flat in that particular, the Bozeman area.
There's some prairie in between.
But then you have, massive mountains that are spread. So it's a lot different. It's also a lower altitude than you're dealing with in the Rockies. So, it was definitely what reminded me when I used to hunt with my dad out at Miles City. And, a lot of fun, a lot of good memories. And
well, I'm hoping to do the antelope thing this fall in Wyoming, so hopefully you saw a couple there when you went through.
We saw antelope, a lot of them.
Yep.
As well, a lot of them as well. Jump on to local topic. Of course, it's happening across the Midwest is the water levels. They're definitely up in most every area. You'd spoken with some people up in the International Falls about water levels up at Ashkenan, where we do our Fishing With Us, or sorry, what do we call it again?
Fish With Us.
Fish With Us. You have spoken with them. They had some...
Yeah, they're waiting for winter to be over. You know, I said, you know, my first question, you got any snow left? And she goes, the river's open, but that's open most of the winter. It's the lake is pretty solid yet, and there's quite a bit of snow the way it sounds.
Yeah.
In that area, so.
My guess is it's going to be another year where it's touch and go as far as that goes. We're not seeing a rapid thaw. I was just pulling up the forecast down here, and it's still supposed to be overnights in the 30s, some 40s, but nothing.
That's a slow melt.
Yeah. Like that like that shock 2 days of 90 degrees and then.
Yeah, I also talked to one of the outfitters I work with up in Canada. This was last week already, and he said the ice up in the eastern part of Lake of the Woods was starting to get that dark, you know. So they've pretty much deemed it not safe to be heading out to their camp at this point. So they're in that hopefully 2 week delay for it to be gone.
Yeah.
Once it opens up and a wind comes, it'll take it pretty quick. But it's got to get so the wind can crack it up.
Well, it's got to get so that it's not. You know, we talked about the TDD days where you've got to be able to get time for thaw day, you know, hours during the day.
Right.
It has to be on the plus, not the negative. And lately it's been overnights are freezing.
Right.
So it's not helping them. If it's 38 down here, it's definitely freezing up there. So they're not getting the overnight
thaw
that happens, unfortunately. But river conditions up here, still in the Mississippi area, if you're hoping to go out and do some fishing, still ramps are going to be closed for, I'm thinking almost another week and a half. At least 2 weeks. We just peaked at 16. We've got 4 days of rain coming across the whole Midwest. I just pulled up the radar, and it, you know, as far as the way it looks for the weekend, it looks like it's going to be rain. Doesn't mean you can't get out and do some short fishing and crappie fishing on those warm northern bays, but down the river, there's nowhere to put a boat in. Don't even bother trying. The debris level is going to be extremely high as well when it does open, but still nothing open at this point.
I mean, it's really quite high for, you know, I've been in this area now for about 17 years. I think it's probably the highest I've seen.
Yeah, since I think it's 1965.
Yeah,
well, 80, we're the seventh highest peak. I just checked.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, the seventh highest peak. We're at 16.8. was the peak, and again it may come up as a secondary, who knows,
right?
But 16.8 is pretty darn high, and a lot of water involved with that. So we're praying for the people that have businesses and houses on the river to that they make it through and everything is okay. So
yep,
tell you what, Don, real briefly, we're talking about the river situation, and
yes,
there's a lot of my buddies that went out and have been catching fish, pitching jigs along the edge of the river.
Yes,
the high water.
Yeah,
in the back eddies, so you can fish from shore, still enjoy it. You can't put a boat in, but you know what? That's what fishing's all about, right? Where it all started. Fish from shore, enjoy, get your tackle in the water, get a line wet, and have fun. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. All right. We are going to be back now, right after this.